This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the spawn of Neogtha.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So what we have here is another in the Deep One genre of born looking human, but slowly becomes monstrous.
Mm-hmm. There's some action on it. It's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
For one, this is not a human and a Deep One. This is a dread threesome between humans, ghouls, and Neogtha.
Yes.
And they never really explain this.
No, they don't do like kind of what's happening, I think, in China, where you end up having three parent kids with embryo donors and pulling nuclei out and stuff, making mm-hmm. parasite Eves.
I don't know if that's what happens here. Yeah. It could just be like if a human fucks a ghoul and Neogtha is watching. It could be if a ghoul sits on Neogtha's face while a human sucks Neogtha off. Like, we don't actually know what is happening here to make this baby.
You're right. Yeah.
You know?
And by right, I don't mean correct. I mean R-I-T-E. It could be some kind of right.
Yeah. We don't know. Like a ghoul tugs off Neogtha and a human.
Yep.
You know?
Maybe Neogtha's just like, you know, watching over like a surveillance camera.
Like, sure. Neogtha like sprays an egg cloud and a human and a ghoul like have sex within it. You know, there's lots of different options here. And we mercifully mm-hmm. do not get the full thing. These end up being like strong, handsome, you know, children.
Right.
Good looking, charismatic.
Yeah.
They get through puberty. They start losing their sanity. And then
they start losing their sanity and start dreaming of tunnels.
Yep, they dream of tunnels. So this is what happened to me for puberty.
Yeah,
like it was a lot of metaphor.
Yeah,
for sex. They start dreaming about trains going into tunnels. Once they go insane, they are now a servant of the great old one.
Yeah,
but they don't actually turn into a monster until they're 30 to 60 years old.
Right.
So, like, you lose a sanity every night, 1d3. The most sanity you could ever have is 100.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be, at most, 100 nights. You'll go insane within a year of puberty.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite thing about this, is that the years between 13 to 30, you're a teen agent of this great old one.
Yeah.
Like, you are just, you have no additional powers. You have nothing. You're just a shitty fucking 13-year-old, and you serve this great old one.
Yep. It's specifically the thing that I really enjoy is that you are also part of its surveillance state. Like, it sees through your eyes. Like, this is how Neogtha perceives the world.
Yep. He gets to see thousands of teens pretending to take a shit at Best Buy so they can sit down for a second.
Yeah.
You know, he perceives the dread break room. You know, that's really incredible. Then when you became this monster, it's a great monster.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is pretty good. Like, you just start getting fatter. So it's like it happens to a lot of people once they get older.
Right.
But until your skeleton warps and distorts into a parody of itself,
mm-hmm.
Which I really love. And your face and hands stay very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like almost skeletally, like the skin pulls back.
That's really great. But the rest of you, your corpulence, it is an undulating mass of black ropey tentacle tissue. Mm-hmm.
Turn to a Tengela, like a Pokemon, essentially.
Oh god.
And you can pass for a big fat dude, you can pass for like a Mr. Shiny, but wherever you step, you leave slime.
Yeah, yeah. And you will know him by his snail trail.
Yep, exactly. Bulging eyes with hellish crimson orbs. Like, that's fantastic. This thing's super good. And then it's just kind of a monster.
Oh yeah, it's a monster though that it primarily does damage to people by suffocating them with your tentacles, with your
gross hug.
Gross hug where your tentacles try to go into whatever orifice is open
to suffocate you.
Yes.
I don't feel like being sounded by one of these things is like being suffocated.
Prude.
Like, what if you could breathe through your dick? It was like a snorkel. Like, if you can keep yourself hard, you can go underwater.
that would really change the end of Disney's Robin Hood.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.